Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Hey, everybody, we're here with Mr. James Taylor. You know James. Well, James, you and I
live in here.
What?
I live in here.
You,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
This is the vessel that carries you.
Yeah.
This body offers to carry you for nothing, my
I've
friend.
I've been riding this thing around now for a long time.
Yeah. It's a hell of a bicycle. Now, James, you and I have, I've been lucky enough to interview you many times. We've sung together. We've done stuff together. Like, we've had dinner together and stuff like that. It's really been such a pleasure to get to know you, even in the small way that I have over the years. But the problem with, you know, getting to know people is it's hard to do it in these sort of like 12 to 15 minute chunks that you do on a late night show. And so what we've done here in the Late Show Labs is we've come up with 15 scientifically calibrated questions called the Colbert Questionnaire that penetrates to the soul of another human being and reveals them before the eyes of the world for who they truly are. Are you brave enough to take the Colbert Questionnaire, James Taylor?
No. Yes.
Good man.
Yes.
James Taylor. What is the best sandwich?
Cuban sandwich, midnight sandwich, it's called.
Midnight sandwich?
I think it's called medianoche, yeah.
Okay, all right. What's one thing you own that you should really throw out?
I should throw out my car.
Because it's not good or
yeah,
you don't
so
like
it? Yeah, so it's had it. It's had it.
What are you driving? We're not endorsing here, but what are you driving?
Well, I drive a Fiat 500 and a Honda Element from 2003. But the car I should throw out is a Morris Minor.
What's a Morris Minor?
It's a, you know, the Volkswagen and the Fiat 500 and the De Chevaux from France, those were all people's cars that after the war were sort of made to put the population on wheels.
Gotcha, yeah.
And in this country, you had the Nash Rambler, I think, was...
Oh, sure, with a jump seat in the back.
Yeah, that's right. But the Morris Minor was the British equivalent of the Volkswagen and the De Chevaux. It was they made it from sometime in the... Well, it may have actually preceded the war, but it certainly was made... from after the World War II until about 1968, maybe later.
Why do you have one?
That's such a good question, and I, you know, and I keep asking myself that, and I should sell it.
Okay. You
know? So, just call the number on your screen and.
Does it run? It runs.
Yeah. Well, it did the last time I drove it downhill. Yeah.
What is the scariest animal?
Bubonic plague.
I guess it's a living thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's a germ, but...
It's a tiny animal.
Yeah. It's tiny.
Apples or oranges?
Oh, apples.
Yeah.
Honey Crisp. You know that? Do you know that one?
I know the Honey Crisp.
Oh, that's
a... I'm a Fuji man, but,
Well,
you know.
the Honey Crisp they're related.
They are?
Yeah. Honeycrisp has Fuji mostly in its DNA, or RNA or whatever an apple has.
Well, they probably have DNA, but yeah. I thought apples were heterozygotic. They couldn't...
Yeah, but But when they make a new apple, yeah, whenever you
when
put...
One apple loves another apple
very much.
They share a very special bee.
That's right. No, you never know. If you plant an apple from seed, if you let an apple go to seed,
yeah.
You never know what you're going to get.
Right.
But when you get one that's really making a good apple, then you basically make cuttings off of that one.
Graft away.
Yeah.
Do you have an orchard or anything? You seem like a guy who's got an orchard.
I got a couple of apple trees.
Wow.
Yep.
Are they Honeycrisps?
They are.
Have you ever asked someone for their autograph?
Yeah, I have. I asked Peter Yarrow from Peter, Paul, and Mary for his autograph once.
Wow. How old? Like when?
I think I might have been 14.
Oh, that's awesome. Did you get it?
Yeah.
Wow. What do you think happens when we die, James?
Well, I think we should rot.
You think no embalming, no casket, put us in the ground, plant an apple tree on us?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's what I think. That's what I think.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Yeah. No, but
favorite action movie? I'm sorry, did you want to say something more about death?
No.
It is a comedy show, if you wanted to go on.
It is. It's a big topic.
It's the biggest.
It's a big one, yeah.
It's the biggie.
Yeah.
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 Favorite action movie?
The Bourne movies. Those. Matt Damon. Yeah.
Wow. That close knife fighting thing with like rolled up newspapers and stuff. It's fantastic.
One's great. And he puts the magazine in the toaster.
And lets the gas go?
Yeah.
Amazing.
It's so great.
I'll watch that movie just to get to that scene before I go to bed and turn off TBS.
That Matt Damon.
Mm. Tough guy. Oh. Sexy guy, huh? That Matt Damon. Yeah. Window or aisle?
Aisle.
And why? Because I have my reason. I'm just curious.
And I don't have to climb over somebody to
go to the bathroom.
And I don't mind getting up and letting someone go by. So
yeah. Because then you're the hero.
Right. I'd rather be slightly inconvenienced than feel as though I was inconveniencing someone else. It's not nice.
I gotta say, that's a really low bar for awe. He didn't save a puppy.
Yeah. And there's nothing that anyone ever does that's not selfish.
Aw.
No.
Cats or dogs?
Well, I'm sort of split, cats and dogs, but right now I have puppies, two new pugs, so right now dogs. But
dogs small enough that a cat could take them in a fight.
Yeah.
Gotta keep it even.
You're right.
You have cats as well?
I'm between cats right now.
Is it something you said? Is it?
I don't know. Okay.
You only get one song to listen to for the rest of your life. What is it?
Is it mandatory that I listen to it? I mean, can I not listen to anything? Can I turn it way down?
How about this? Yeah, no, you don't have to. It's not like it's playing, like, you know, in a vision of hell where it never turns off. It's just that for the rest of your life, you only get one song to go to and like, I'm gonna listen to something, and this is the song that comes on. Musicians really don't like this question.
Yeah. I'd say probably Desafinado by Antonio Carlos Jobim with the Stan Getz version of it.
Okay. Is that the girl from Ipanema? Is that the same?
Yep.
Same artist.
Same record too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What number am I thinking of?
Five. Five.
No. But speaking of which, describe the rest of your life in five words.
Play the hand I'm dealt.
Congratulations, James. You're known. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts. Only from NPR.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.